HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown, the place for Colorado festival, event, and travel information. Recently, I was asked to compile a list of my favorite Colorado festivals for a calendar that's going out to clients of a certain Colorado company. I was happy to help, since festivals are sort of what I do. However, over this last summer, HeidiTown is becoming more and more about Colorado travel. I won't ever let the festival piece go, but travel will become a bigger part of the HeidiTown brand in this upcoming year. I have trips planned to Winter Park, Steamboat Springs, Ouray, Cripple Creek, and Fairplay, just to name a few. You will benefit from my travels by checking out my articles about these adventures on HeidiTown.com. This Thursday is Thanksgiving, and that means there isn't much taking place in the way of festivals this weekend because most people will be hanging out with friends and family and gorging themselves on turkey and stuffing. Last Friday's featured fest on HeidiTown was the Grand Illumination of Downtown Denver. This family-friendly event takes place this Friday evening, November 23rd. The Grand Illumination lights up the entire downtown in 1 second, including the Capitol Building, Union Station, and many other buildings and streetscapes. Learn more at HeidiTown.com. Since it's Thanksgiving week, I thought I'd share some of the stuff I'm thankful for, and of course, these are Colorado-related. I'm thankful to live in a state where the average days of sunshine per year are 300. I grew up in a sun-deprived area of the United States, namely the Pacific Northwest, so I never take our Colorado sunshine for granted. It makes me a happy and productive person. I am thankful to live in a state where there are 54 peaks over 14,000 feet above sea level. The majestic Rocky Mountains are truly unique, and we are lucky to have them right outside our back door. I am thankful to live in a place where beer, wine, and liquor flow like rivers through the regions of the state. Our state's beer production gets a lot of media attention. But did you know that Colorado is home to more than 100 vineyards? I had a chance to taste a number of Colorado wines this past summer, and I was impressed. The next time you're in the market for some wine, try one from Colorado. I don't think you'll be disappointed. The number of craft distilleries is also growing. I can't find a specific number on how many are located here in Colorado today, but I do know that in 2011, our state had the second largest number of craft distillers in the country. I love that despite having lived here for more than a decade, I am still surprised by Colorado. While only 20 hot springs have been commercially developed, there are hundreds of hot springs across the state. This is something I learned long after I arrived in Colorado. I'm thankful every day by the sheer beauty of Colorado. From sunrise to sunset, this state never ceases to amaze me. From unique cloud formations on a blue-blue sky or fields of hay shimmering in the sunlight, this truly is colorful Colorado. I am thankful for many, many other things here in this state and could do this all day. However, I'm running out of time. But I don't want to overlook KRFC. I am thankful that community radio is available right here in Fort Collins. It's pretty awesome to have this platform for everyday people like me to share stuff like HeidiTown with you. Thank you to all the volunteers, members, and staff here at KRFC, and especially my producer, Dee Fishman, for making me sound like a professional each and every week. As a reminder, if you miss anything here, you can listen to this segment by heading over to HeidiTown.com. I upload all my KRFC shows there, and you can find them posted on Mondays. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at HeidiTown or find the town on Facebook and Google+. Connect with me through social media or email me at themayor@HeidiTown.com. I welcome correspondence. Thank you for listening. Until next week, I will see you online.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.